This podcast features adults using adult language. You have been warned.
I am spending my action point.
Okay.
To deliver a righteous brand.
Oh, yeah, that's the best kind of brand.
Yeah, exactly. Upon this steel monstrosity.
Yes.
D20 plus 7. 20.
A 20 is going to hit.
Thank God. It was made out of metal. I didn't know how it was going to break down. Son of a...
Nice, happy trade. Man.
6.
Okay.
One of the benefits of Righteous Brand is that one ally within 5 squares of me gains a power bonus to melee attack rolls against the target.
That can be anybody you want.
Exactly. So I think it's going to be... I think I'm going to dish that up for my man, LL Cool J. It's equal to my strength modifier. So that's pretty serious business. That's a plus 4 to melee attack rolls.
There you go.
Yeah, that's going to work out great for us.
Yeah.
Can the object of your enmity be a threshing machine?
Absolutely.
Like if you were in an office, like the fax machine would be like you'd swear an oath against
it. I see it every day.
Okay, fair enough. All right, so we're good. We're set up. You got a big old plus. It's going to happen for us.
Okay, next up is FO.
All right.
Perfect. Excellent.
All right. I'm going to move and Radiant Vengeance. So, let's see here. 1, 2, 3, 4. Do I have...
You're fine.
Is that all right, or should I be here?
That's fine, too. Either one of those is
but
right.
But that's not a melee attack.
Yeah, you're not going
to get... Oh, specifically melee, right.
Oh, it's melee. I thought it was ranged. It needs to be melee?
It has to be melee. So get up on him and overwhelm him.
Can I make a melee?
No, what you should do, frankly, what you should do...
I was here.
You should get here.
Yeah.
Because that'll lock...
Correct.
That'll lock down the...
You are correct. Yeah, good call there. And I can step over those pesky goblin skulls. Let's see if I have any encounter powers here that...
can dish?
That I haven't used yet. Let's see. I've used that. Used that. Hopefully won't need that. Used that. Okay, so I don't. So this is going to be an overwhelming strike. Mm-hmm. This could be good. If this works, I can pull him. If this works, I can shift and pull him.
Mm. Would you pull him off the dwarf, or would the dwarf come too?
I think that for game purposes, they're a single entity right now, right?
That is correct, while they're grabbing.
All right, so...
Just pull them both along.
Okay, so the...
I don't know how that would feel.
The overwhelming strike is wisdom plus AC, wisdom versus AC, so I'm plus 4.
I stand corrected. You would pull it off of him.
Really?
This could be awesome. All right. So,
sweet.
Since the previous recipient of my oath of enmity was smote, I will swear a new oath of enmity. Neatalantian
Alchim. Wow.
I
feel good about it.
17.
No, it's more than that. It's you have your plus 4 and it's plus my 4.
Oh shit.
21.
It's 13 plus 8.
It's going to do.
Oh.
Yeah, that'll do.
So you smash it.
So I smash it for one weapon damage plus whiz modifier.
Right.
7 plus 4.
All right. That's including the
battle. Is it modifier or is it modifier
he's
plus
nowhere
half?
Near the no, battle.
Just
modifier.
Just modifier.
Yeah.
He's nowhere near the
okay,
battle.
Okay, so 7. So I hit him for 10.
Okay.
And now, as part of the overwhelming strike, I shift here and pull it off of Binwin, who is now there.
So we can get some combat advantage on this thing. That was hot.
Dude, that was...
What a move, Will.
Wow.
You would have taken some...
Bravo!
That was...
Because it would have been right at the start of his turn,
too.
Well,
it's important. Binwin. It's important to me.
Oh, perfect! Go to work.
Good news is you don't take auto damage.
Yeah.
The better news is you get to go now.
Yeah.
I am going to cleave.
Nice.
I will start with that...
The monster?
Monstrosity coffee pot. With a critical failure. Critical failure.
Okay.
God, do you, like, stab yourself in the thigh?
Apparently.
Or?
Well, you know, listen.
Right out of the boot?
He was getting chewed on.
I've been clamped.
What do you got?
Well, I've got shock spear, but that would hit everyone over there.
Every other person in the party would be damaged by shock spear.
I'm going to go ahead and do Magic Missile
precision strike.
This guy's almost dead, right? I mean, he's hurt. He's bloody, isn't he?
No, he's not.
He's not bloody.
He has taken some damage, yeah, but only from the fire that you inflicted upon him.
Yeah. He's taken at least 10 fire damage.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to try magic missile on him.
Yeah, go ahead and nail him.
Okay.
What is that, a 3? 3 plus 7. Ten versus reflex.
Ten, huh?
Come
do we
on.
Hear ten?
Okay. He doesn't have like smoke coming off his armor in his eyes, you know, that maybe might give him, maybe gives him -5.
Yeah, he's burning inside,
maybe.
Right?
Yeah.
Within?
Okay. Oh, he is.
All right. All right. Well, anyway, he has to shift actually, he cannot. He's screwed this turn. He can't shift far enough away to.
But behold the wonder as he moves diagonally to grant the flank. Discards his
crossbow,
and draws forth a short sword.
Does he? That's a shift.
A
right?
Sword of short hand.
Yeah. So he moves. Yeah. Minor to draw his new weapon, and then he proceeds to thrust into Benwin's spleen.
Okay. There's a knowing glance between
there
myself
was, yeah,
and Will Wheaton.
With the bonus for flanking you, I think he's still going to miss you, Benwin.
He still is going to miss me.
Yep. Now Chomper here is going to turn around and try to bite you.
We don't need pluses on the fucking chomping machine.
And it rolls a 26.
Nice. Well, you know what? That narrowly obliterates my armor class. So, yeah.
It only clamps down on you for 6 points of damage, but it affixes its teeth.
Right, so we need to keep yanking. Bottom. I love it.
It just wants me.
Does it say? Sweet!
That is awesome.
It's actually on top.
It does seem very single-minded.
You're wearing it like a head crab.
It's had a taste for my blood.
It has. It really has. But now, we go to Omen.
All right. So hopefully you'll be able to yank this thing off.
I'll do my best.
Each time. Okay. I should just bring it up and swing on this thing. Every time. And you know what's... It isn't a save to get out of this. It's not like a condition, right? This is a special case grab.
In order to escape the grab, Benwin can use a move action to attempt to escape. Yeah, he could do that up to twice in a round if that's all he does.
Okay.
But that's on his turn.
Fair enough. All right, well, I'm going to dish up something a little special.
All right.
It's a righteous brand. It's the same thing I've been doing the whole time. That feels good, though. That's a 23 AC.
That's a hit.
Seven points.
Okay. Followed by Aelfal.
I will shift forward 1 square. And I will use my overwhelming strike.
Overwhelm that shit.
12, 16, 17.
Ooh, that's a miss.
Damn. Sorry, guys.
No, it's all right. He's tough. He's a tough chomper.
Yeah. Benwin. At the start of your turn, you take 10 points of
Are
damage.
You kidding me?
What? I'm down. I'm -4, people. Benwin's down.
All right, Benwin drops.
Does it continue to slaver?
No, it unclenches him.
Does it stay in the same square?
For the time
being. Like a mighty asshole. Bent on destruction.
We'll just put the hat back on, I guess.
If this is the mighty asshole, is it like the giant goatsy clamps of clampening?
Oh, no.
Is that what it is?
Incredible.
You invoked goatsy in our D&D game.
Look. You lose.
Yeah.
Where's that webcam?
Okay, so we have a problem.
That was Binwin's turn. At the end of your turn, Benwin, you get to make a death save.
Versus
death. If you roll a 9 or less, you get 1 strike against you.
11.
You're, nothing changes.
Okay, but if he rolls
still
a 20,
down, stable.
He spends a healing surge and claims vengeance.
Bingo.
Bin win. Now.
That's not going to happen.
So where are we going now?
Jim.
Okay.
Your buddy's down.
You remember me.
I do remember you.
I'm your favorite target. You can't let me die.
You can't do shadow puppets without Bin win.
You got to make fun of me at the end of the adventure. Don't you want to save me?
Let me think for 1 second here.
Yeah, that's in order.
And he can still be damaged even though he's down, right? Like, if I put a Scorching Burst over there, I could still hurt him.
Unless it only targets enemies.
No, it targets creatures.
Yeah, then you would be hurt by that.
I don't have anything that just targets enemies anymore. Well, I'm just going to do Magic Missile then.
All right.
Yep. At the creature or at the...
I'm going to do it at the bow and arrow guy.
Yeah.
Again. for the... Now he's got a sword, huh?
Now he's got a sword out.
7 plus 7 is 14.
That is a miss.
Sorry, guys.
I'm all right. Sorry, this is against his...
This is against Reflex.
Reflex. That is a hit.
Oh. Okay.
Let's do some damage to him.
This is 2d4 plus 6 damage.
Big numbers. All right.
4.
4 and a 1 is 5. Plus 6 11. Is 11.
Awesome. All right. He's still not bloodied.
Jeez.
What did you want?
What did you want? All right. At this point in time, he will, let's see, put away his sword, pick up his crossbow.
Shift away.
I don't think he has to. There's not anybody adjacent to him who's
conscious.
That's
right.
And so he will plug the Eladrin in front of him.
Oh, he is about to draw my ire.
Where is he shifting to?
Yeah, he's not very good.
He doesn't have to
shift. He doesn't have to shift, yeah.
He's safe
there
now.
There he is.
As a Binwin.
However, he only rolls an 18 versus AC.
Unfortunately for me, that is, in fact, a hit.
He does 10 points of damage.
Okay, so question now. I have Resonant Escape.
Okay.
This is a this is an encounter power that lets me... oh, no, that only works with a melee attack. So I also have a phase step as a razor feature.
That's correct.
And it's a teleport 5 squares, but I don't have the PHP in front of me, so I don't know.
I think it's on your turn.
Yeah.
And I believe it's a...
It's your move action.
It's your move action.
Oh, so I can't use it to, like, get away from the 10 points of damage.
Correct.
That's what I was trying to do.
No.
Ow. All right.
The big metal monster thingy has a choice, non-discriminating. Odd will be Omen. Odd, you are the target.
Okay.
Chomp, chomp, chomp. It rolled a 28. It grabs onto you, does 9 points of damage.
You know, if we can get this thing off of you, and it's... I wonder if after it gets somebody, if there's no conscious creature within a square, if it goes back to sleep.
Just throw it out of the way?
Well, I don't know, maybe.
Yeah.
I can push things.
How far can you push them?
I think it ran after me. It moved.
But it did, but it moved because you woke it up.
Zero.
And then it chomped you, and then you ran away, and then it pursued you.
You like it
now. But then after it wounded you, like after you fell, it got off of you, and then just sat and waited, so.
Hmm. It is Omen's turn.
But I'm being devoured, right?
Yeah, you take 10 points at the start of your turn from this thing.
That is vicious.
That thing sucks.
I think that's it. Did that kill you?
Yeah, he's at -3 now.
Oh, Al and I are still up.
Yeah. This is it for me.
Oh. Okay.
I think you guys can do it. I'm just saying that this thing jumps around.
Yeah.
Hopefully one of us will get back up and we can take a swing on this thing. Okay,
listen,
so,
we're not going to release because you're going to drop this boss and we still want a chance to loot it.
Here, so...
So you're right down?
Yeah. So now I save?
Yes, since it is your turn, you make a save.
Nine.
So that is strike one.
That's strike one. And we come to the Eladrin.
Please kill.
Okay, hold on.
So... You're down.
Yeah.
This thing is here now.
Is this thing kicking our ass so bad that I should use my daily?
Probably.
So you may not get an opportunity to use any more dailies if it gets funny.
Yeah. Okay, so my daily is Temple of Light. Your weapon strike creates a field of searing energy around an enemy. The energy burns any foe you hit that is within the field. It's a melee standard action, Wisdom versus AC. Mm-hmm. Deals double weapon plus Wisdom modifier radiant damage. The attack creates a zone of radiant energy in a burst centered on the, burst 2 centered on the target.
Oh, that'll hit both.
The zone lasts until the end of the encounter. When the target moves, the zone moves with it, remaining centered on it. Whenever you hit a creature that is within that zone, that attack deals 1d6 extra radiant damage.
Sweet.
So if I'm able to hit, it will help us.
You need to hit so bad.
Never before has a die roll been as important as this one.
I know.
We need a drum roll.
Yeah. 18,
21
versus AC.
No, that's 22. Okay, jeez. Awesome. Okay, so okay. 2d8.
So that hits. So it's 2d8.
Yeah.
So 3, 9, plus wisdom is another 4, so 11, and now there's a burst 2 around it.
Yeah.
And whenever I hit anything that's in that thing around it.
Do you do the extra? Oh, I guess you don't have to do the extra d6.
Is it just you if you hit someone in that zone, or is it anyone that hits someone?
It says
in that zone?
You hit a creature, so okay. I assume that okay. just means.
So it's just for you. But
so, yeah, I wouldn't do the 1d6 now,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
No,
okay,
yeah.
It doesn't sound like it. That's in the future. But I don't like being that close to it, so I'm going to get away.
Okay.
I'm going to shift to here and hope that it decides not to chase me through the piles of skulls.
Okay. Yeah, maybe it's afraid of skulls. I doubt it.
It might be. You never know. Have you ever been inside the head of a... Actually, you have been inside the head
yeah,
of a
very recently,
metal
actually.
Monster,
I was killed by it.
Yeah, so never mind.
All right.
It's still fresh.
Yeah.
Benwin, you get a save.
7.
That's a strike one for you.
Strike one! Right. Death saving throw failures. Clink.
Okay.
So neither of these things are bloodied, right?
You know what, that is not correct. The chomper is currently now bloody.
Everyone is away.
Oh, wow, that's good.
All right.
Everyone is away from the chomper?
Right.
So it might just sit there?
You can't dead me more.
The chomper does, in fact, lunge after someone, but it turns out to be the guy with the crossbow.
Oh, you are?
Oh, nice.
Is he the closest?
That's interesting.
And basically grabs onto his arm and shoulder.
Okay, now we have. There's an opportunity here, people.
That guy starts his turn next. He takes 10 damage.
See, now we're glad he has hit points.
Yeah, totally.
And on his turn, he escapes it.
How do you do that? Why the fuck didn't we do that?
Because it killed me before
I
had a
chance.
That's basically.
You weren't a crossbow guy.
Right, okay.
So maybe we should, like, kind of let the chompers.
For his second move.
Let it work.
Yeah.
Let it work.
Let it do its thing.
Yeah. Let it tingle.
For a second move, he'll back away from it.
Yeah, that's what you get for fucking with us.
Yeah.
All right, so...
All right. And then...
Jim?
It is...
I think I should have gone before the...
Yes, you should have.
I was supposed to go before the chomper launched.
Yeah. You can make your attack against it.
Okay. Well, do I want to hit the...
Or you can hit the other guy.
You could hit both. If you want it, but the chomper is the main thing. Is it, we want it to have a target as long as possible.
Right.
You could scorch, but
I'll go after the chomper with Camus. 20.
Yes!
Bang.
Oh my God! Is that a natural 20?
Pow!
What is it with you?
My second of the day.
Would you give me some finger pistols,
come
Mike?
On.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
So that's 8, and here's your
now
bonus
that's
damage.
That's what
what's
I needed
the bonus
to see.
Damage from?
Just a d6 when you crit with your staff.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes!
6!
Oh!
Plus again,
max damage is...
Oh, yeah!
It's 20 points.
You blow it up.
Dude!
You see
Jim Dark Magic!
Dark Magic,
ladies and gentlemen, my friend.
Holy shit.
You see metal teeth and hinges fly all over
this
the place.
Shrapnel.
Jim
yes.
Dark Magic of the New Hampshire Dark
Jim,
Magic.
That was unhinged.
Oh!
We are technically still in initiative.
I high-five
with
your corpse.
You need to make a death save.
Yeah. This
dark
dice.
Magic. I said from the ethereal plane.
Yeah.
Stable.
Yep.
All right. You're up.
I am.
Yeah.
So
you can...
Now he's still in the zone of
yes
getting fucked up, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Him.
So.
So
one,
does
two,
the zone
three,
endure
four.
Even after the death of the target?
I assume so.
Okay.
And I'm going to
dish it up on him.
Oh, I'm gonna make it put the hurt on. Well, I'm going to attempt to put the hurt on him.
Yeah.
The overwhelming strike will now rain down upon him. Because I think I do more damage with that than I do if I just did a regular longsword attack.
Absolutely. Yeah, totally.
Yeah,
you always want to use at wills pretty much.
Yeah, so wisdom versus AC plus 4.
Ooh.
20.
Yes.
Was that an actual 20?
Oh, no, just
not,
it's
no.
plus. So,
I'm excited. I'm not.
And then it's D8 plus 4.
Plus a D6.
Oh, that's right.
Right?
8. Plus 4.
Because you're a new chef.
Yep. 12 plus 5. 17.
He is dead, murder.
17 damage.
Brutally.
Oh,
stop stabbing me!
No, I'm going to keep stabbing you. You heard my friend.
No, but I'm on the ground.
So
I'm dying.
Yeah, now you can taste my blade.
Yeah,
how do you like that? Look, oh, yeah. This is what OJ did.
How many?
I'm sorry. I never...
No, now you die.
So how many rounds does that take? Because I have to save.
What, that death scene?
I have to save each time.
I would love to.
Okay, well, that's just his turn, so we come to Benwin.
Sorry, I make a saving throw?
Yeah.
Somebody better get over here and apply a tourniquet.
Apply some healing.
Oh, God.
Death save two?
Yeah.
For the listeners, that was a one.
The golf person?
A one.
Benwin is bleeding profusely. Jim.
Jim's fine.
Jim has no problems at any time.
Yeah. We're not in combat anymore, right?
No, yeah. You can patch either of us up.
Yeah. Well, I can patch myself up, right?
You certainly can.
Why aren't you guys going to pop up?
No.
No. Doesn't work that way.
No, oh. We're bleeding to death. Is the
they need to go over.
That's the takeaway point.
Pour a healing potion down their mouth or administer some
healing
skill.
He's worse off. He has two death.
Okay, I'll go over there.
He's bleeding.
Come on, man. Your best buddy, Benwin.
And then, I mean, what do I use?
Heal check.
Your
heal
dick. Check. So you fucking use your skill.
And you're
I'm
what
dying.
Are you trying to, what are you trying to get past a 10?
10.
And this is plus 3 or whatever.
Plus 3.
6.
That is insufficient.
Okay.
Okay.
Somebody else better go to Goodman's aid.
I will.
And fast.
So who's
it
next?
It is
in the
technically now your turn.
Okay. Here we go.
Crossbow guy is hung up on my sword, by the way.
Still fine.
Okay.
16.
And now, the Eladrin.
I will.
What's your heal check?
I'm going to drag dead guy over here. Plus 3.
Okay.
So, I will attempt to heal the wolf.
Gravely?
19.
Yeah,
God.
Success. He's
out. So, what does that mean?
It means, have you spent your second wind already, right?
Yes.
Yes.
So, you can't spend that. All it does is keep you from dying. All
right, but so not going to erase these death strikes?
Correct. You're done having to deal with that.
Yeah. What is my official hit points? Zero?
Zero.
Yes, we need a short rest. We'll go back in the corner.
So you're still, however, in potential danger until they administer to
True.
You. So if you, Jim, you'd like to try to do the heal.
I'll go over.
You have my player's handbook. Will you pass it along?
Yeah, that's a 14 plus 3.
Okay. And if you haven't spent your healing or your second
wound. I haven't, but I may want to save it. If we can take a short rest.
Well, this is the end of the encounter, so reason to save it.
Right. Let's do it.
Yeah. Okay.
Second wind, that'll give me 8.
Yes. And you are now out of the encounter and can spend healing surges freely.
Yay!
Ugh. I stand you guys back up here, my friend.
I'm going to spend 4 healing
Jim
surges.
Jim goes over and recovers one of the big iron teeth off of the chomper. You can keep that as a memento.
So you can just spend as many healing surges as you need?
Full? Assuming you have any.
Yeah.
So that's what we have to do right now?
If you want to get hit points back, you can spend those healing surges.
Yeah, each
now
one is worth 7.
Your encounter powers are refreshed. This new system rocks, by the way. 4E for the winds.
So that is for me.
The fire sort of on the scaffold sort of burns itself out at some point. It's
yeah.
just kind of blackened
well, that's
okay.
good.
Skeleton of the scaffold.
Good enough. And then encounter powers get turned back.
Yes, yes, we get those back.
And we have 2 action points now? Is that what I heard?
If you didn't spend one.
If you didn't spend one yet,
oh,
you
I did
have
spend
2.
One.
Whee! Okay. 2 action points!
Yeah, put those to use. Mm-hmm.
I see. You get 1 action point per encounter.
Per every 2
encounter. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So we found the guys upstairs, and these guys. That's 1 action point.
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you say we search the provisions, guys?
Okay.
Does anybody have a good search, whatever, to like look for traps? I doubt there's traps, but the old school gamer in me thinks everything in the world is trapped.
Yeah, this is not a.
That is a.
Anybody have good
perception?
Search?
Yeah, Acquisitions Incorporated does not have a thief, ironically.
Thievery will let you glean traps.
Does anybody have thievery better than plus 2?
A plus 3.
Jim can thief.
I have 5.
Oh, well, Jim. I'm just the intern. I don't want to tell the bosses what to do.
10.
Okay. You believe there are no traps in the various provisions and chests.
Looks good to me, guys.
Yeah. Stored over here.
Very safe.
Very safe.
Okay. You can see that in addition to the brigands' supplies, that you're able to find a chest that has a number of things that they've ripped off out of this place, including a ton of gold.
How much would it how much
a ton sounds like a lot.
Is it literally a ton?
Not a ton.
It's going to be hard for us. Does anybody have a bag of holding?
All right. Would somebody roll a d10 for me?
I would love to. 8.
8.
Can't get that when I'm rolling damage, of course.
There are 225 gold pieces stuffed in here.
Nice.
In addition to that, sort of nestled underneath them are 2 100 gold piece gems.
Nice.
Oh, that sounds pretty and shiny.
Wow.
Yes.
Incredible. That's
is
a health,
there,
that's a healthcare plan.
Not to reveal this if you didn't, but is there in 4th edition a bag of holding?
There is.
Yeah, there is.
Oh, yeah.
It's in the adventurer's vault.
Yeah.
Dun dun. Okay, so
I think it's in the adventure as well.
Yeah,
so you can see that there are two collapsed passageways that don't lead anywhere, but there is a set of opened doors that lead down a hall. That's
where the ninja came from.
Exactly, that's where. Yeah.
Is there anything else in there? Is there any kind of? There's no in the chestal area
region
of provisional authority.
You can see that there is also a box that contains
hatred.
What look like ingredients or components for ritual stuff. There's a lot of bones, scraps of dried skin. There's a bottle of pickled entrails.
Before we leave this room, actually, that reminds me about all of the weird stuff that was around the walls.
Yeah,
We should. Would a religion check help me determine? I've got good religion and I've got decent dungeoneering. Either one of those things.
Dungeoneering would be good. Arcana would also be a problem.
My Arcana stinks.
Yeah, I roll for Arcana. Go ahead.
You'll have to climb up onto the scaffolding to actually read them. But
okay. This one's burned down and gone. Yeah. But I'll come hang out up here and take a look. So this is a dungeoneering check. Yeah, I don't think that 6 is going to tell me anything.
Let's see what you got.
17 plus 11.
He can't roll.
No, he can't. I'm not going to complain at all.
So it's an incredible roll.
You can see that you're able to glean quite clearly that this writing was, it is unfinished. Obviously somebody started it and either they couldn't stand it down here anymore and left, or maybe they ran out of money, or who knows what happened. But it starts to tell the story of an elf named Volatra Goldenhawk.
I see her.
Yeah, I remember her.
Fierce defender of this tower, this legendary storm wizard. It talks about her and her lover, who was some sort of champion.
Oh.
Who lived with her in the tower.
Does it say the name?
Yes.
Halfway, it's unfinished.
His name is W. No.
His name is Arg.
Ooh, no. Arg.
There's something missing here. Yes, indeed. Oops.
All right, so nobody knows what happened to her, but it sounds like she had a crypt.
Yeah, but if her lover is this...
Yeah, right.
Either, you know, one of these guys who we've heard of before.
Exactly.
And she was a storm mage, and there's lots of thunder happening.
His name was Faran. Faran Lamoth.
Faran Lamoth. I don't know him.
I don't know Lamoth.
I didn't recognize him.
Yeah, he's...
I know George Lamoth.
Yeah. Baker.
And you can see that these inscriptions were to chronicle their defense of the tower, the beating back of the goblin hordes, the slaying of giants, and it basically got into like the first couple years of their defense of the tower. And it also speaks of their legendary love and all that stuff. But.
So somebody came down here to paint this up and tell this and record this story after the battle had occurred.
Presumably.
And remember, she was a storm mage, so there was... When we tried to, when we spoke to our gods, there was thunder and lightning, and that dropped down. She may have ascended and become some kind of...
It occurs to you it's also conceivable that she may have commissioned somebody to do the work while she was still alive, but it might have ended with her preemptive demise.
Exactly. Yeah, it's like, well, I guess this story's over. I guess there's nothing more to
write. I guess we can leave.
Yeah. All right, well, our job is yet unfinished.
Yeah.
When you get to the doors there, you begin to see... that the light in the hallway up ahead is quite bright. You see a lot of fire, and as you start to hook around the corner, you begin to see why. Set into alcoves are 4 statues, 2 of demons and 2 of angels, and they are breathing gouts of flame into the hallway.
So we're up here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they are breathing the gouts of flame at some weird kind of caustic, erratic interval.
That's unfortunate. Something we can use to break this shit down.
Would dungeoneering help us determine the... Yeah.
And I'd like everybody to make perception checks to see if you notice anything more.
Okay.
20.
28.
What the hell, dude?
15.
2,000.
17 for Binwin.
28 for Elf.
Right. Yeah, Omen just shrugs.
Looks like fire to me.
You can see that beyond the flames... About 30 feet ahead are another pair of doors that are open, and not too far beyond them you see 2 figures.
Oh, fuck.
Crossbows. These guys again? What, didn't we just kill these guys?
This is the worst. I hate these guys. Thing that's ever happened.
Every time we see the guys with the crossbows, it's like Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. Who are those guys?
They look at you with their leering skull faces, and we must roll for initiative.
Okay, so did we get a dungeoneering check in there?
I think
Will's idea was.
I was just wondering if we could roll dungeoneering if a dungeoneering check would allow if a successful dungeoneering check would reveal the interval at which the flames inflame.
Like something about the mechanism.
Inflaminate, I believe is the
technical term. It very well could. However, I'm going to ask you to
roll initiative first.
Roll until after initiative.
Yeah. 20.
18. Oh, plus 3. Gosh. No, hold on. 18. 21.
Binwin.
9.
And Jim.
I got a 9 plus what now? Is it 5 here?
7.
Oh, plus 7. 16. 9 plus 7.
Yeah. All right.
Yes. Just fucking lock those people down, I guess.
Do you have improved initiative?
He does.
I do.
You do?
We threw that in yesterday.
The first thing that happens is two crossbow bolts come flying through the fire.
That's the best.
But the fire's so hot that it incinerates them before they can reach us, right?
Right, it's
it
too hot.
It just catches them on fire.
It's magical fire. They have to deal an additional D6. Shit.
Great.
The first one targets Binwin, the second one targets Omen.
Sure, why not?
Binwin, that's a miss. Omen, that's a miss.
Yes! All right.
Now, you get to go next. You think that doing the dungeoneering check would basically be like a minor action. So you could do that.
To get a good guess?
Yeah.
Okay.
About the interval? All
right.
Yeah. Our best
it's in 4 or 5 time, guys. Yeah.
Caper through.
All right, everybody's seeing green sleeves because that's the same time.
Duke Earl.
That's your secret?
Yeah.
Okay, so my minor action would be the dungeoneering check. Trip.
My mom told me that...
Critical failure.
If you're going 60 miles
then,
an hour...
I will swear an oath of enmity.
You could also, by the way, use another minor action to try again.
Hey, guys, you think that I should try that? I should minor action again? Should I try another minor action now to I rolled a 1.
Oh. No, you should just phase step through and fuck these people up.
Can you do that?
Yes. That's what you should do. You're like, okay, boss, listen, I want to impress you.
Yeah,
this is our maiden fucking voyage.
You're right, you're the boss. You want me to face step? I'll face step. 1, 2, 3.
I have a complicated hand gesture that means face step.
Yeah, the only problem with that is that if I try to face step, I'm gonna end.
It was in one of the front squares.
I will end in a column of fire.
Can you
run, as I'm sure you can understand, is something I would rather not do.
Can you run and face step?
Face step would be his move action.
Right. And I can't kind of share a square.
There's still a way to do this. You know what you could do?
I'm Elaine in the toilet.
You could do a...
You can't spare a square.
A move action. You've still got two actions, technically. You could move into a friendly square and then jump forward and then, spend an action point to get your standard action.
If you wanted to. I mean, if we want to get these guys locked down...
Yeah.
That's one option.
Yeah, look, as long as I don't land in the fire...
Yeah.
I just have a thing about fire.
Well,
it burns me.
A lot of people do, you know... I think it could work very well. Since you have two action points, it isn't, I feel like it's okay.
All right, then I will do that.
All right.
So I will phase step to here. Totally. Bam! Phase step to here.
Okay.
I will spend an action point.
All right. Bring me back down. If you do charge, by the way, and I'm not recommending you do, you get a +1 on your attack roll.
Right. You can also use your, Yeah, you have that ranged.
Radiant Vengeance. Yeah.
Yeah. You also have that.
So I think I'm gonna Radiant Vengeance. I should just stay here. Yeah. You think?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'll stay here. I will. I am swearing an oath of enmity against this gentleman on I pick
right.
that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I will Radiant Vengeance him, which is. Wisdom versus reflex.
D20 plus 4.
Yeah, you don't even want to know what number came up on that dice because it's very low.
And you just started a new side.
Yeah, and now I'm just gonna sort of put my hands in my pockets and cringe.
Omen.
Hey, what's up? All right, so we're talking about a minor action, dungeoneering, trying to get a read on these.
Yes,
this interval.
Trying to figure out the pattern that they're belching for the flames.
No.
Okay.
That's an 8. Mm. Yeah. So what's the opportunity for me to just go through it?
That will require a successful acrobatics check.
Acrobatics, not athletics?
No.
How about athletics?
I'm happy with that.
That's good.
If you were jumping, swimming, or climbing, I'd say yes, but you can't really jump your way past this.
God, I wonder if there's some awesome. If there's some kind of control back behind
you. You think that there may also be, like, if you, for instance, have thievery, there might be a way to disable the statue's flame jets.
Right.
How much do these statues weigh?
His flame nozzle.
They are probably about 1,000 pounds each. They're more than 20 pounds.
If a person were to run through them, what type of damage might they sustain?
Fire.
How much?
Fire man!
I mean, is it four attacks?
I'm uncertain. Is that four attacks?
Probably.
That would be my guess, yeah.
So we don't want to run through them, I think.
Do it.
That's the takeaway point.
Yeah.
I would strongly discourage you from as your longtime friend.
I gotcha.
Yeah, none of my abilities are going to reach through those doors. And I mean, hopefully there's a control of some kind back there. You're okay. I mean, you can.
Oh, Jim's fine.
Reach out and
Jim.
Yeah, you can reach out and touch these guys.
I'm gonna.
Why don't you just swing your mallet?
Jim is cool, like Jim Dark Magic.
And destroy.
Yeah.
Okay, you could do that.
Mm-hmm. That's my plan.
You're gonna try to hit one?
No, why not just
try to break them down? It's a very... It just becomes like a complete inferno, like the jet just shoots out over the... You're covered in liquid fire.
Yeah, that might be a bad idea. It might explode like a Molotov cocktail.
Jeez. Screwed. Just...
I stick my finger in the spout. That's why I brought the corks, buddies. Funk!
Yeah. I don't want to use... Oh. Son of a bitch. There's no good outcome.
Don't you have some kind of cold spell? Mm-hmm. You could activate an extinguisher.
I have a spell, yes. That
it doesn't say that it puts out fire, though.
I think the way to do this is to either determine the interval or find the switch.
Yeah.
Those seem to be the two best ways to do it.
What's your thievery?
And
I've got a
plus
three.
Thievery Corporation?
Prestidigitation says that I can instantly snuff out a candle or torch or small campfire. Can I snuff these out?
You could try.
I'm just throwing out ideas. I mean, or if I could even snuff out one, would that be enough for you to get within range?
You've got pretty good thievery, though, don't you? Of all of us, you have the best thievery, right?
It's true. I can hit these guys from where I am.
Yeah, he's fine. He can recline.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to think about if there's a way I can help you guys get over there.
Make a thievery roll. Try to dismantle or make a dungeoneering roll and try to...
Still Jerry's turn.
I've done those already. I'm really worried about the kind of damage I could take running through this.
Yeah, you should not
run through it.
Don't run through it. That's not... Let's take that option off the table.
I mean, worst case scenario, you can heal him from back here, right?
Yes, exactly. So
yeah,
I'm not.
I would just wait.
Yeah, I'm going to hang back. You pound on the thing.
You want me just to pound on it?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm going to...
Hold.
Yes, I'm going to hold an action.
Do this first.
Delay, yeah.
Yeah, delay an action. Yeah.
Why not?
You could get lucky.
Yeah.
And I established the
right?
key for what I'm going to...
Oh, ready an action.
Yeah, I'm going to ready an action. Cool. If he takes damage, I'm going to ready a healing word.
Splendid.
Okay.
Jim, you're up.
Okay. So rolling thievery won't be my attack, right? That's like
right.
a minor action.
That's the thievery to inspect the statue to find a way to disable it is a standard action.
It's a standard action.
You'd have to take an action.
It replaces your
attack.
Oh, it does?
Also, you have to be adjacent to it.
Right.
I'm going to use Force Orb and hit.
Excellent.
If you can aim at this guy, that's the guy who's my Oath of Enmity.
Uh-huh.
And I may be able to grant you some bonuses if things don't work out the way we hope.
Yeah, I'll aim at him then.
Okay.
9 plus 7.
This is against reflex, though, right?
Yeah.
That's a hit.
Okay.
So what is force?
2d8.
Ouch.
Nice.
Enjoy.
+6, mm-hmm. right?
Create some pain, why don't you?
7 plus 5. plus 6.
So 19 points.
What? 7 plus 5.
7 plus 5.
Hey, listen,
plus 6
I have my own number system that I use. It's 18.
All right.
It's that's weird that I'm the one in the room that can do math.
Yeah, that's still good. So this is
freaking me out.
Yeah, now I get a secondary.
You can do math?
Yeah.
Well, since my son got really good at
math.
Are there
creatures we can't see,
Chris? And I'm just like, hey, Nolan, what's this?
There are no.
And he's like, bam, out of the top of his head.
And this is also, do I have to roll to see if I hit him?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's another attack roll.
11 plus 7, that's going to hit him too.
Yeah, that's true.
So another 2d8 plus 6.
It's a full attack?
Is it the same damage?
Yeah, hit 2d8 plus.
Yeah.
No, plus intelligence modifier. For force damage.
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay.
It's the same.
Jeez! Jeez.
He took it
Ladies
worse.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jim Dark Magic.
The secondary attack took it worse.
All right. A big force orb explodes, and these guys are completely rattled.
I just wanted to say how nice it is to watch you work, sir.
I know it is.
It is.
Win-win.
Yeah.
It is
so my options
Sometimes
on these planes.
Jim wishes he could just watch.
Dungeoneering
that, you know?
Would.
I'm
let
jealous
me
of you.
Figure out the timing,
which would improve your chances to get through it.
And then I wanted to make an acrobatics roll to get through
yes.
it.
Yes.
Okay. And then okay. So I will. And that's is that a minor action or is that a stand?
Acrobatics is.
There'd be a movement.
A move. But I mean the dungeoneering part.
That's
minor.
Okay.
No.
No.
So you're going to try to bash it?
So I guess I will since my let's figure out how to get through it thing failed, I'm going to swing at it.
Absolutely. You can definitely attack the statue.
That is a 17 plus 8.
You definitely hit.
Yeah. What happened?
He does damage. Roll your damage to the statue.
Oh.
It can take so much damage.
Yeah. Yes, finally. It came up on the 12.
Nice. Bang.
Right, so
plus
you're
8, so 20 points of damage.
All right, you take a nice chunk out of the statue, but it is still breathing fire at this particular juncture.
Wow. Jeez.
Okay.
Well, eventually we will get through all these statues. In the meantime, I'll keep him healed up front. We have ranged DPS, as it is called.
The crossbowman will shoot at the Eladrin.
Why would he do that? I'm not doing anything. I'm just standing there.
You just
not sporting at all.
You're right. Oh my god, they rolled terribly. Their best, well, actually, their 17 is their best roll.
And that is against AC?
Yeah.
Oh, they hit me.
Okay, one hit you. The other one only rolled a 15, which I assume missed.
Yes, my AC is 17.
Okay. That's 7 points of damage.
Really?
And 4 true.
All right.
But now, do I have to take the action that I readied?
You don't have to.
I'm not going to do it then, because it's a waste. I should wait until at least 2 attacks hit.
Yeah. Then it is your turn for revenge.
You know what we should do?
Oh, and
we should set up a cycle where you hit it and then move, and then I hit it. Like, I wonder if there's some way we can get in some kind of rotation.
That's going to take forever. Forever.
All right. Radiant Vengeance.
Yeah.
Okay.
Against.
Busting up the statues is the hard way of doing things.
Yeah, exactly.
I guarantee you the switch is on the side that Will's on.
14.
Miss. Well, unless that's like against the reflex or something like that.
It's wisdom versus. It is. It's wisdom versus reflex.
That's a hit.
Yeah, keep that in mind for that ability.
Yeah. And it's 1d8 plus 4.
Okay. I love it.
It's 1d8 on the ground. I'm sorry, I messed that. That would have been funny. It's 1d8 on the floor.
Oh,
what's up?
I'm very confused.
Well, if we can
I
kill
thought
these.
We made this different than I thought.
I do 5.
Ooh.
Yeah, I took that stuff off.
That is going to bloody him, however.
Oh, excellent.
All the stuff that you have is references it correctly.
Okay.
I don't
have a shield.
No, I reprinted the first one.
I got you.
Jim. Sorry, Omen. You're next.
Omen.
Jim.
Really?
You can ready another.
Woo!
Yeah,
Will Wheaton's butt.
I'll ready another heel to chop him off.
Yeah, you know what?
The payment on this job just got a whole lot better.
Jim's gonna do another. Or no, that was my encounter power.
Yeah, that was a big one.
Jim's gonna do a. I could do a scorching burst back there.
Yeah. Totally.
Try to catch both of them.
Mm-hmm. You totally could do that.
I'll do a scorching burst on this guy again.
All right. He's already bloodied.
Okay.
Of course,
it rolls
an 8
when
it goes onto the
4.
9
plus
7. 16 versus reflex.
Is that
hit?
You?
It's a hit? Nice. This is 1d6 plus
6. Okay. So we should roll another hit on this guy?
Yeah, you can do both hits if you want.
Oh, okay. Like a 10 plus 7.
Yep, hit.
Yep. So they're both going to take...
1d6 plus 6.
Come on.
9.
9's good.
On all the right. First one. Mm-hmm. So the bloodied guy...
They're now both bloodied.
Yeah.
Don't I do damage on the other guy, or it's
not? They both take the same damage.
Oh, okay.
Different attack rolls, same damage.
I see.
And we come to Benwin.
He's still working?
I just seem stupid. This whole fight's going to be over by the time I knock. So I'm going to try the dungeoneering roll again. It's a minor action. Why would it hurt? Same fucking roll. 3. I retire the gray d20. Officially.
You can roll that huge d20. I mean,
I'm afraid of the big d20. I'll be really honest.
It's better than 3. I mean, what do you want?
We are at the top again. This time with the bad guys.
Whoa! This is my minor action to see if I can dungeoneer it.
Yes.
I'm still going to swing.
You can't.
Why not? Might as well swing at it now. I at least take one.
Why don't you dungeoneer again? Take 2 minor actions.
Yeah.
That's true.
If you know, if all the swing he's doing is chipping pieces of stuff off.
12 plus 4.
16.
You think you've worked out the timing of the fire gouts? Which would give you a bonus on acrobatics checks to skirt through.
Hold on, is this an unknown bonus?
What's that? It's plus 4.
Okay.
Plus 4. All right, so that's going to give me, because I already have plus 3.
Yeah, yeah. So now it's plus 7 acrobatics.
So you're going to use your move to try to...
Yeah, I'm going
to
try to move through this.
It's nimble dwarf dancing between the flames.
I don't think it's nimble. I think it's like...
6 plus 7. So that's 13... I get to, like, here.
No, I'm sure you get all the way through.
You're able to run all... Well...
But we'll see, I guess. Let's like Chris tell us.
Once you start, you're probably going to want to run all the way through.
Yes, I'm not going to stop and start over again.
You're
going to
go back or stay where you are. Yeah. You'll just get burned. So you can run your speed.
Yeah.
All right. A 13 means that you are blasted by 3 of them.
Okay. So I dodged a whole one of them.
I got it, guys. I know.
I got this. I got this.
You see, he's like, wait, go.
Wait, is it 1, 2, 3, and then we go, or is it 1, 2, and we go on 3?
16 fire damage.
Is it kapa-ah, or is it kapa-ah-ah? Okay,
16 fire damage, and you are on fire.
Yay!
You got ongoing 5 fire.
No one likes a flaming dwarf. They're going to run from that.
Actually, you know what? There's actually a lot of people on the internet who are hardcore into flaming dwarves.
Oh, that's not what I meant.
Yeah, they really like it. Yeah.
Well, yeah,
you can use your adult pass membership to access numerous flaming dwarf sites.
That was, for you, a minor and a move. You could... the fiery dwarf could charge as a standard action.
That would fucking freak these guys out.
And you would just crash into them and be all like, I'm on fire, and now so are you.
Now you're on fire too, motherfuckers.
I'm going to do it.
Yeah, this guy over here is hurting worse.
So charge.
Okay.
Bam.
No, this is like, it's one movement. It's like straight through all the fire.
Yeah. They watch me run through fire. Seemingly on purpose.
His shield is
this
burning.
Is supposed to be a metaphor.
Yes!
Oh!
19
plus 8.
Hit.
A strong hit.
Now how do I turn the damage on this?
Oh, it's so what is the charge?
Oh, I'm sorry. The charge just gives you a plus 1 on the attack roll. It doesn't do anything to your damage.
But you use
it at will? So my normal damage?
Yeah.
D12 plus 8. Are you fucking
Is that Jack Dice?
Me?
I don't know.
That's not Jack Dice.
Okay. Jack Dice on what? So 9 points of damage.
Okay.
Wait, but is it fire damage? I mean, he's on fire, right?
No. His weapon isn't on fire.
Are you sure?
He is definitely on
fire. Quick, touch your weapon to your pants.
Let's see.
This guy that you just smashed looks really, really hurt. Stiff wind could probably blow him down at this point. Okay, that's the bottom of the round. At the top of the round, the bad guys go. Ben, when you're adjacent to both of them...
Let me tell you, the last thing you want around a flaming dwarf is a stiff wind.
Shifts one square that way.
That's a fart joke.
Okay, this guy
shifts on moving.
Oh, then books it?
Yeah, so he gets down to
the corner.
Fuck this!
He goes around the corner and you don't see him anymore.
All right.
I'll take him. He runs around the corner.
Can I have a blank piece of paper, Scott?
Yeah.
His buddy will back off to here and shoot you in the face.
Yeah, I have
one. Wait.
Okay, Benwin, here comes crossbow.
Yeah, I do.
23 is going to hit you for 8.
All right. Oh, Will, so sorry.
I don't care about that. I was sad for you that you got pencil shavings all over your donut chunk.
No, I'm going to
get a pencil sharpener.
Done with the donut chunk?
Speaking of speaking of which.
Yeah, what do you want?
Pencil sharpener.
Benwin, something that I forgot to mention.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Beware of hitchhiking ghosts.
When you ran through the flames, you caught on fire. Yeah, sure. At the end of your turn, you're allowed a save to try to shake off the flames.
Which I will take. No.
Four. Then you're still on fire.
So, no, hold on. I took 12 points of damage just now?
8 from the crossbowman.
8 from the crossbow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so we come down to...
But did I take fire damage?
You will at the start of your next turn. Aelfel.
So here's an interesting question, and I don't know how this works. I had placed Oath of Enmity on the guy who ran away.
He's stuck gone, on him.
So it stays on him.
Yeah.
So I can't...
Right.
Right, because there is like a... There's a feat or a power or something that lets you change it.
Right.
So as long as this encounter is going on,
yes.
That guy who we can't see anymore
is... You hate him.
I hate him so much. And since
you hate
he's
him more for running.
Yep, and since he's not there for me to hate on, I'm going to move and attack this dude here.
Get on the other side of him.
One, two... Can I go around the corner like that?
No.
No, okay. So 3. Now, if I keep going there, does that provoke an attack of opportunity?
It would, except he's armed with a crossbow presently, so you're safe.
Okay.
Yes, you get it.
So if I end here,
yeah.
then he's...
boned.
He's boned. Excellent. Glad to hear it. All right, so...
Find a lever or some shit.
I'm going to use my... Should I use my Avenging Echo now, do you think? The Avenging Echo is anything that ends... I'm sure there's shit around the corner that we're and that will continue this encounter and probably want to save it.
Did you change his helmet?
You think?
I
think we're... Around. I assume since we've made gold, I fixed my broken horn.
Oh, so he has two...
Yeah.
New horn?
I'm doing the bull horns, too. He got new horns. Same helmet.
Or do you have one of the horns repaired?
Yes.
By the way, the hallway that you're now in, you see that those alcoves contain sarcophagi, and you can see there are names etched into their lids.
Ooh!
That and also these.
Why are you mad at me?
Epithets.
I'm not mad at you. I'm ruining what's going to come out of those.
Yeah. Oh, you know what it is. But wait,
dwarf. Actually, I'm excited because I got a wicked, awesome undead.
See, I've been
squashing ability.
I've been waiting for undead shit all the time. So.
The images on these standing stone caskets depict warriors.
He had a braided mustache before, but I was changing it up. Do what you want.
All right, then I am going to just use my overwhelming strike on this guy. So it's a wisdom versus AC. Mm-hmm. 9 plus 4, 13.
No,
yeah, that's not gonna do anything.
Okay.
Well, he's gonna have a huge. He's gonna have a really hard time getting away.
Omen.
That's the main thing.
Yes.
So there's nothing for me to. So when it says that an attack like Sacred Flame is ranged 5, it isn't like when a rogue can do a ranged attack and then they can do another attack. Like they can add range to it for a negative. This is literally the range of this attack.
It's the finite range. Yeah, you can't extend it.
So, can I attack something that is not an enemy?
No.
Like so, and confer the special ability of the ability? Okay. I was hoping to confer an ability on you. I can't.
Yes.
It's all right.
I get out.
Shakes his fist.
I do some light paperwork. I know there's some filing that needs to be done.
Now it seems like a good
opportunity. Taxes are coming up.
True,
yeah,
true.
It's an important time.
Jim.
Jim is ready to go. He's not drawing. So we still have a guy down there,
yeah,
but he's
yeah,
more
yeah.
than 10 spaces from me.
No, he's exactly 10 spaces from me.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Jim's magic missile.
Magic missile.
Yeah. Beaner.
11 plus 7
is
18.
That's a hit.
11 plus 7 is that's like 21 or something.
I think it's 24.
It's 24, 25.
Yeah.
2d4 plus 6.
It's big
so it's
number.
25 if you're in the mountain time zone.
I gotcha.
1 and a 3, so 4 is 10.
Oh. He falls.
Oh!
Yeah, that's right, my friend Jim Dark Magic. You put Jim's magic missile. You all look at me. I got a crossbow. I'm just going to keep shooting the Eladrin because I'm a dick like that. But Jim came up and Jim was all, kapow, Jim's magic missile. How do you like it?
So there's
how
this
do
other,
you like it?
There's this other Eladrin that comes out after the fight.
Yeah.
So.
Benwin, your turn. Unless, Jim, you want to do something bold like run through the place.
No.
Not even a little bit.
I'm going to do some dungeoneering to see if I can find a switch on this side to turn off the...
Are we still in initiative?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, there's still an enemy running around. Okay. 12
plus...
3.
4.
This is basically a perception check.
Yeah.
You don't find any switch here. Within
I failed it, right?
Okay. Oh, by the way, you're on fire. So you take 5 points of fire damage.
Oh, that's awesome. Seven, nine,
makes that's it harder fire. To search for switches.
Too. Maybe I can save out of that?
Yes.
Come on.
No.
No, you can't.
Okay.
You burn.
And burn away.
This is a big fire. I don't recommend running through it.
Yeah.
It's really hot. Don't come through.
Hotter than you think.
Guys, hot.
You can hear the other guard's footfalls getting farther away from you.
Fire cook food so food no have maggot. You heard that onion story? Fire hot.
Let's see how far can we get.
These look bad.
You hear him run down a hallway and then what sounds like a door open.
Awesome. I cannot wait to keep burning while this new guy comes in.
Find the
and it is your turn.
I'm up. All right. So I'm going to come down and look. And
you see him. He has not had time to do anything except open up one of those doors. If you could put him at the end of the hall.
That's okay.
You're here, right?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
That puts him right in range for my Radiant Vengeance. Yeah, so...
Beam him.
Yeah. I'm going to Radiant Vengeance him. Well, I'm going to attempt to Radiant Vengeance him.
We need the big one. We need the big dice. Big rolls.
How about 19?
Yes, that'll do it.
Does 19 work for you? 23 works for me just fine.
Is that good? Okay. So it's a 1d8 plus wisdom. Oh, and... I gain temporary hit points because my wisdom modifier. Yay, go well, hooray! Yeah.
Perfect.
So, hold on, let me just add that.
Suck it. Okay. Yes!
8!
Oh, man. Yeah. That's hot.
All right, well, that's the best I can do, guys.
Is that 8 total? Or?
No, 8 plus 3 would be 11. No, sorry, 8 plus 4 because plus 3. Yep. Just wisdom modifier, which is only plus 3. It's not. I don't get the half a level thing.
Got it.
That keeps confusing me.
It's okay.
All right.
Right,
you blast him. He manages to hold to his feet, but he looks like a stiff wind could probably knock him over at this point.
So, we can make that happen.
And next up is Omen. Guys?
More filing.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know how to help you, dude.
Yeah, I mean, there's no controls on this side, I'm sure.
Jim.
The big lever. Turn off gouts.
Jim, try to use some kind of thievery skill.
Yeah, I've got thievery plus 5.
Thievery Corporation.
You'll have to move adjacent to the statue if you want to.
So I didn't roll that critical one because I wasn't even in the right place.
No, of course not. That doesn't make any sense.
Is it even possible for him to?
There you go. All
right.
Big roll.
14 plus 5 is 19.
You think you could almost reach what seems to be some sort of unintended disabling mechanism.
So that
can't actually
you weren't actually able to get to it. You were close.
I think there's a switch over here, guys.
Okay. I love those.
You didn't fail badly enough that you actually got burned by the fire accidentally.
Okay.
But it was a near miss.
That's my job.
Is that something you can work at? Because a 14 is a
You can keep going.
A 14 is a pretty good roll.
It is. The next person to go is Binwin, who takes 5 fire damage.
Oh, Binwin.
Where are you at?
6.
Left?
Ouch.
Maybe you should come back here where I can heal you.
All right, I'm going to come back here near the fire and try to shake off the remainder of the flames.
Man. Man.
Just continue to burn.
Oh, gosh.
You're like, you're yelling at me. You're like,
I take off the cloak, and I'm like, what?
I love this cloak.
Do me a favor, move the bad guy 1 square toward you. He's going to sort of close the door a little bit, use it for cover, and turn around and fire at you.
Okay.
Around the edge.
But my cloak, I dipped this straw in gasoline. It's so comfortable. I love it. I can't take it off.
It's very durable.
Aofel hits you squarely in a vital place for 10 points of damage.
Oh, and your balls.
No, he doesn't.
Oh, ho, ho, ho. Okay.
He doesn't. I pop away.
I am giddy with excitement over seeing
I resonant escape. Immediate reaction personal.
Mm-hmm.
So I teleport 3 squares.
That is an immediate reaction, which means it occurs after the offending.
Oh, after he hits me?
Yeah, yeah. So just, yeah. Just stay.
Oh, well, all right. I'll just man up and take it.
In the balls.
Pretty close.
Oh, man. All right. You.
Oh, it's me.
You haven't done it right.
I hate him so much.
I know.
I'm. I've sworn my oath of enmity against him already.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm gonna radiant vengeance on him.
You're gonna scoot him.
I'm on eBay and buy 30 cinema displays. You can cut that out, Kiko.
You what? Right.
Does he have cover on 30-inch Apple Cinema displays.
For cover?
Because of the
His
cover.
AC is 2 higher than it would normally be.
Oh, okay.
So you need a great roll.
Yeah. All right. 5's not a great roll.
Mm-hmm. No. That's insufficient.
It's an incredibly disappointing roll.
You blast
actually.
The door.
Yeah.
All right.
I may have maxed it out on the last one.
The rest
round.
Of you can hear some sort of shootout going on.
Just get into
a lot of Eladrin cursing.
Just get into one of these Iron Maidens, and that'll give you some cover.
You're hitting Jim in the head.
You're doing more filing?
Yeah, right here. No. Heal. I'm gonna dish up a healing word.
That's good, because your dwarf friend's still on fire.
On Vin Wynn. Yeah, healing surge plus 3. Mm-hmm. Hopefully that will allow you to endure another round.
But I spend a healing surge, right?
Yes, you do.
Yes.
So, awesome. That's 13 points.
Nice.
Bringing me to a comfortable 19, one under bloody.
See?
Jim, you're up.
Okay.
I'll try another.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'll try another.
Next time, rogue. Let's get a rogue in.
Well.
The intern needs an intern.
Do we think that if I find this switch, I'm going to be. It'll disable all of them? Or will
you
it
think
just
it will shut down that one? It's not the master switch for all of them.
Then I might as well.
But you would probably, because he sees it, he would probably be able to know where to look.
Right. Yes.
On the subsequent ones.
Yeah. I like
it. The trick is actually just reaching it.
Well, I have a better chance of figuring out what the switch does versus using prestidigitation to just snuff out each one of these as we go by?
So I wonder if prestidigitation is enough to stop them. Like, these seem like jets of fire.
Yeah.
Okay. I will, I'll do my thievery roll then.
I don't know until you try.
Good point.
18 plus 5.
Success. That one shuts down.
Yay!
Yeah, I found the switch.
Okay, it's back there. It's really far back.
Yeah.
You want to scoot forward?
Yeah, I guess. Can I tell him where the switch is so that now he can disable them too?
If he's got thievery, he's lost a roll.
Really?
Yeah.
It's hard.
I can't be like, it's sort of like an octagon back there and you have to twist it just...
2 times. Push in. Pull out.
You can't do it without actually seeing it either.
All right, well,
it's
I guess
right
I'll,
18.
I'll move up to this
left
one.
Left 30.
Yeah.
Okay. Then we have Binwin. Takes 5 fire damage.
What the hell? I'm not even wanting to attack anything. I just want to shake this shit off.
if I just had an enemy to hit,
here we
I
go.
Could give you,
you ready?
A save.
This
yeah.
is going to be it. All I have to do is what? Beat a 9?
You have to get a 10 or higher, yeah.
Yeah.
You can do that.
That should not be
right
hard.
Now.
16.
All right, that's better than 10.
Finally
you
off
stamp
fire.
Out.
Right, no, what do you have? Do you have thievery at all?
I do have thievery.
At what?
Plus 3.
And
you could try.
Well, that's the end of his turn.
Yeah.
Saves are always at the end. Bad guy.
Sorry.
Or sorry, yeah.
No, I'm going to heal you again on my
take
turn.
Another shot. It was almost a 19. That'll be 17.
Is that, and it's against AC?
Yeah.
Man, why didn't I somehow make my AC 18?
Yeah.
It would have been so much better.
You'd
if
be safe.
That.
You would be safe.
8 points of damage.
Where are you at, just so I know?
What?
I need to know this. It's like watching the bars.
Yeah, right. 31 minus 8 is 23.
Oh,
that's,
yeah.
I am actually now bloodied, though. 23 is half my hit points.
Oh, okay. Right, let's keep moving.
All right, and it's your turn.
And it's my turn again. All right, so stop me if you've heard this one before. It's going to be Radiant Vengeance against this MF-er. 11, 15...
No.
Versus Ack?
No, that's versus Dex.
Sadly, not.
Radiant Vengeance is a reflex.
Okay.
Omen.
Hey, what's up? I dish up another healing word.
Okay.
Ugh.
You can spend another healing surge.
Surge plus 1.
Awesome.
Yeehaw. Jim.
Continuing to work?
Do I have to roll again, or do I know how to...
make another thievery check. You get a bonus because you're... Because
I know how to do it now? Okay. 5 plus 5 is 10 plus my bonus.
Okay. You get burned this time. For
It's unfortunate.
3 points of fire damage, and you are lit ablaze.
Well, shit.
Ablaze? Like...
No, you get to make saving
throws.
Yeah,
he's on fire.
So do I have to roll now for a saving throw?
Yes, because it is the end of your turn. You're still burning.
Okay. It's gotta be a penalty to his fire.
Well, no, I think there is. Now that Binwin is better.
Binwin!
Look around for a fucking lever or something.
I looked!
Look harder.
Keep looking and don't look back here.
What you were doing earlier. You're going to yell at me.
What I'm saying is continue down. Check around here. Look farther down. Don't look by the fire. You're healed now.
Okay. You know what? I'm going to come down here and do perception check.
Okay.
12 plus 2. 14.
Not seeing anything.
Yeah.
For fuck's sake.
I'm a dumbass.
He's just banging his head against the wall.
Right,
the
now,
fire.
Now save. Save against the fire.
He's already
saved. Oh, you're good now. You're
He's
safe.
Good. He's good.
You're fresh.
Okay. Then we go to the That's top right. again. Oh, did you take your action? Did I skip you? I must have.
Well,
you haven't acted since he shot you, right? Oh, no, you did.
No, you did. I missed him.
Okay. He takes another shot at you.
Really
natural one.
I am really hating this. Oh, so did he shoot himself?
Yeah. Remember,
the little, crossbow
right?
thing falls out
the door.
The Do you remember in the old days, critical failure was like, oh, you thought you stabbed the troll? No, as it turns out, you stab yourself.
No, you throw the weapon.
There was
whatever.
Like a detriment if you had a critical failure.
Right. He's like Hive Van Dorn, just like firing this way. he's
okay.
not even looking at you at this point.
Did you ever play when it was a critical failure on a 1 or a 2?
No.
Yeah, that was
Iron Man rules.
Yeah, I played with the DM who was critical failure on a 1 or a 2.
Wow.
Really?
That's true.
I think that's a house rule.
You're gonna like give me 100% more failure.
All right, here. So you have to give a couple things.
Yeah.
So can he do a perception check as a miner back here?
He could if he wanted to.
Okay. Because you be on the lookout for levers.
All right. 9.
Ah. No.
I don't notice anything.
If
okay.
he rolls shitty 9, you see it. It's right there. It's obvious. The dwarf can't do it on a 14.
I'm glad that I blew it on that instead of the Radiant Vengeance roll I'm going to make right now. No, I missed again. 14.
Oh.
All right. Then we go to Omen.
Hey.
This is unreal. How are we so
Do you have any dungeoneering at all? I really think the way to do this is dungeoneering and to time it.
Yeah, but even if I did, the dungeoneering would give me a plus on my acrobatics, which is 0.
Oh, yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
So good, yeah.
I mean, he took like 15, 20 damage.
He didn't roll particularly.
That's true, but I can't rely on that. So I'll walk up and sort of
Why don't you just
manage.
Pray the fire away?
I'll manage it.
Okay. What that means. Jim.
Yeah.
That's you take 5 fire damage.
Oh, fuck. 21, 29, 18. I don't want to fucking put my hand in any more of these pouts of fire.
This is the worst. I would just pretend like you were doing it. I would...
I'm feeling back there.
I'm doing the best I can, guys.
Hold on a second.
Hey, why don't you just use your fucking magic hand?
But they weigh 1,000 pounds. I can move things
to
like
flip
kittens.
The switch.
Oh, that's a good idea. Can I do that?
You can try.
It's like an extra roll for me to fucking.
So mage hand, but it might be a different kind of roll, that one that we're better at than thievery. So he's using the mage hand.
So all right. You activate that.
Yeah, I want to use mage hand.
Okay, you can just do it because it doesn't trigger. You're not in danger of burning the mage hand. So
right.
Yeah, you do it. It shuts off.
Hey, look at that. Okay,
this is better.
Check
this
out the big brain on Binwin.
Wow.
This
yes! He yelled back, use your fucking magic! What's that? Oh, yeah.